possess the ball.
So anyway, Dave, you know what? I hate Christmas.
Do you? I feel great.
I can't feel through my nose. You know when you get like,
were you down the pub last night?
No. I've just got man flu and.
All right.
I got Rachel. How are you?
Is it time for the news?
Not yet. No, it's not Rachel.
Morning,
Alex.
Hello.
Hang on, is right. That really you?
Right, Chris is next door in the studio. He is here this morning, but unfortunately, we have technical problems.
Hello. Oh, right, okay.
Oh, brilliant, you sound like you're in a box.
No, the only way I can get you to hear me is if I reroute the microphone through the sound effects machine.
I love that.
So this is on the pitch changer on zero, and you probably won't be able to hear Dave. Right, hang on, let me do that. Go on.
Hello.
Ah, brilliant.
Dave sounds great.
So what, if you pitch change yourself up a bit, you change?
Yeah.
So if you pitch us up, do I go all high voice?
Oh, hello, that's me. Hi, it's Little Dave. So we'll have to do the whole show
You could be the elves. Where's Joel Santa?
Hi, boys.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
Have you been busy this Christmas?
Oh, we've been very busy and very good.
I'm Little Chris.
Can you tell us which boys and girls have been good?
Little Chris!
Which boys and girls have been good and which boys and girls have been naughty?
Little Chris has been good!
Okay, what do you...
And he would like presents.
Okay, Little Chris, what would you like for Christmas?
I would like Danny Minogue.
Would you like a wrapped or unwrapped?
She's been asking for Danny Minogue since 1991.
I know, but she thinks I'm scum.
Really?
Yeah.
I can highly recommend Danny Minogue.
Can you?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Why?
She's a close personal friend of ours.
Is she?
Yeah. She's coming round on Christmas Day to sing Love and Kisses.
Is she?
Wow. Yeah.
I'd like her to sing Jump to the Beat.
Mm.
Oh, what a great record that was.
Yeah.
Little Chris?
Yeah?
Are you any relation to Little Chris?
No, he's rubbish. Load of rubbish.
Who's your friend with you, Little Chris?
Little Dave.
Hi, I told you it's Little Dave before, big ninny.
I didn't hear you, you little cheeky...
Hey, okay. What's your language, old man?
Little Dave, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I would like a racer bike, you know, with the ones with the drop handlebars. But the thing is that I'm not really big enough to ride one.
I can give you a big chopper.
Can you?
Oh. Would you like a bike with gears?
I'd like a bike with 3 Sturmey Archer gears, please.
Oh.
I hear you've got...
Can I interrupt?
Yes,
can
Little Chris.
While you and Little Dave are having a chat, me and Big Chris are going to try and fix the microphone because this will get very irritating for 3 hours. Anyway, back to our bikes then, Jason. What sort of bicycle do you think I should have then?
Well, you could go for a racer, like you said, a BMX bike is good, but nowadays all the kids are loving their mountain bikes.
Are they?
Yeah.
But I don't live near any mountains.
Okay, well maybe you just get a BMX bike then and we can build you.
And we could do bunny hops and stuff.
You could do bunny hops.
Hello, I'm back.
Okay.
It's definitely broke.
The studio's broken today, is it?
Now, we need to ask you older boys a question.
Of course.
It's quite serious.
All right, then.
And you'll understand the seriousness of it when I ask you.
Okay.
Is there any chance, please, as a favour to us, that you two could intro the news? Because I don't think it's appropriate for me and Little Dave to do it.
You know what?
That's it, very professional of you, little Chris. Big Chris would never have thought of that.
No, he'd have had me do it because he's sick.
That's right. Now, is Carrie sick today?
Yeah, she's off ill.
Right.
Do you want to know how sick she is?
Yes. Go on, tell us how sick she is, please, little Chris.
You can't do this, no, every time you do this, Joe. It's really silly.
We've heard you've got a little sister called Rachel.
No, she's not our sister.
She's horrible. We don't like her.
She smells of wee and poo.
Shut up!
Her little whiny kinnaman's voice.
Hello!
Can you please do the news now, because they're freaking me out.
Okay. Oh, well, we are going to go now. Okay. Because we have to go, and when Santa Claus checks his sleigh, me and little Dave are going to break into his toy warehouse.
Okay.
And see if we can get any Nintendo Wiis.
Right, which council estate are you from?
I'm not from a council estate. How rude. I may be little, but I've still got my respect.
Good. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, kids.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is BBC Radio 1, the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show, next from 7 o'clock. Right now, here's Dominic Byrne with the latest, 7.01.
The fog grounds the Christmas getaway. Check what's on and what's off before heading there. And the weather, so more fog, feeling very cold as well for England and Wales. A bit milder for Scotland and Northern Ireland, though. And some sunshine later as well. Wow, you're back.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
It's 4 minutes past seven now.
Oh, many people already texting in saying, oh, we want little Chris and little Dave back.
The thing is, much as it's quite funny, you can't do it for 3 hours, though, can you?
No. Well, speak for yourself. I'm like a machine.
I think that would be irritating.
What was the problem?
The microphones don't work. For those of you who would like to know, you have what is called a pre-fade listen button.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have a listen and go, yeah, that sounds nice, before you switch the microphone on.
Mm.
So you can go, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 2, 2, 1, 2. But no one else will hear it but you. And that works. And then you switch the microphone on and you go... And there's nothing there.
Mm.
However, because I'm a genius at the old production button thing... I thought, hang on, I'm sure if I can reroute the mic through the sound effects chamber, and that's when there was a bit echoey, and then I can put it onto the pitch changer on zero, i.e. no change of pitch. And then little Chris and little Dave took over.
That makes sense now, you say it like that.
So it's been difficult, really, Dominic, this morning.
It has. I had to run upstairs to do the news.
Oh,
such
no.
was the panic.
Downer.
Yeah. So I'll run back down again in a minute.
Thank you to JK and Noel for... standing by and helping out. See, now
they've gone for their Christmas drinks party.
No, they're next door.
Are they not going meat packing or something? Did they say?
I don't know. Can we find out?
Yeah.
I'm going to be off filming that rubbish TV show they keep harping on about. Oh, there you go. Rachel's walking through the door.
How are we doing, Rach? No, not happening.